Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on writing rolling drum and bass bass lines using a single MIDI note and building a clean routing setup that stays mix ready, CPU safe, and actually enjoyable to automate. The whole mindset today is this. In a lot of drum and bass, especially around 170 to 175 BPM, the feeling of movement doesn't come from changing notes. It comes from rhythm, from silence, from modulation, from tone evolving, and from the bass having a conversation with the drums. So we're going to build a one-note groove that still feels like it's talking, and we're going to route it like an adult. Separate sub, separate mid, a bus to glue it, a print track to commit, and a sidechain trigger track that keeps the pumping musical instead of random. Step 0. Quick session setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. If you like it spicy, 174 is totally valid, but pick one and commit. Set up an 8-bar loop to write into, because drum and bass grooves need space to breathe and repeat with intention. Now get a basic drum loop in place. Classic template, kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4. At this tempo, that's the halftime backbone. Add hats and shuffles so you've got something to interlock with. I want you to really hear this. You're not writing a bass line over drums, you're writing the bass against them. If it doesn't lock with the drums, it won't roll. It'll just be loud. Now step 1. Build clean routing. Create a MIDI track called Bass MIDI. This track holds only MIDI clips. No synths, no sound, just the performance data. Then create audio tracks called Bass SUB and Bass MID. Then create a group bus called Bass Bus. In Ableton, the easiest way is to select Bass SUB and Bass MID and group them. Then rename the group to Bass Bus. Finally, create an audio track called Bass Print. This is optional, but for advanced workflow it's a game changer. Routing plan. Bass Sub and Bass Mid will both receive MIDI from Bass MIDI, but they'll generate audio separately and meet at the Bass Bus. The print track will record the bus. Why all this matters? You want your sub to be stable, mono, and boring in the best way. You want your mid to be the character layer where all the movement and distortion lives. When those two things are separated, you can automate like crazy without your low end wobbling, smearing, or disappearing in mono. And when it's time to commit, you print it and edit it like audio, which is how a live serious DNB gets finished. Step 2. Write one MIDI clip that drives everything. Go to Bass MIDI and make a 2-bar clip to start. We're using one note. Pick a root like F, F sharp, G, or G sharp. A lot of DNB tunes live happily there, and the sub fundamental sits nicely around F1 to G1. Now set your grid to 1/16. The groove is where the magic happens. Start with a rolling pattern that hits a few keys 16ths, with intentional gaps. For example, think in terms of a couple quick hits early, a push into the end of 2, then something around 3, then another push later, and always leave space where the snare needs to feel huge. Important. Don't just draw a wall of 16ths. Rolling doesn't mean constant. Rolling means it breathes in the right places. Also, velocity matters even on one note. Accents might beat up around 110 to 127. Ghost notes might be 50 to 80. That way, the pattern feels played, not programmed. If you want extra swing, grab something like swing 16-55 from the groove pool and apply it lightly, maybe 20 to 40%. Subtle. The goal is groove, not drunkenness. Step 3. Build the SUB layer. Clean and unshakable. On bass sub, add an instrument rack, then set MIDI from to come from bass MIDI, and set monitor to in so it's always listening. Inside the rack, load operator. Set oscillator to assign wave. No pitch envelope. Keep it steady. Then add an auto filter after operator. Set it to low pass 24. Cut off somewhere like 80 to 110 Hz. This is your how pure is my sub control. Keep drive low, maybe 0 to 3 dB if you want a little firmness. Then add utility. Make the sub mono, width to 0%, or use the bass mono option depending on your setup. Adjust gain for headroom. Optional but often useful. Add a saturator very gently. Soft sine or analog clip, 1 to 3 dB of drive. Then trim the output so the level doesn't jump. This is not about distortion, this is about translation, giving the sub a tiny bit of harmonic information so it can be perceived on smaller speakers without wrecking mono. Teach a note, if your sub sounds exciting soloed, it's probably too much. The sub should sound almost boring on its own. In the mix, it should feel like the floor is collapsing. Step 4. Build the MID layer. This is your movement and grit. On bass mid, do the same deal. Instrument rack, MIDI from bass MIDI, monitor in. Use Waveitable as a reliable stock option. Pick a rich oscillator, maybe a sawish shape or a complex wave-eatable. Keep unison controlled, like 2 to 4 voices. Detune lightly if you use a second oscillator, but we're going to keep the real low end out of the mid layer anyway. Then, crucial, high-pass the MID before you start smashing it. Add auto-filter or EQ to roll off everything below roughly 120 to 180 Hz, sometimes higher. The point is the mid layer should not compete with the sub's fundamentals. Now add saturator, 4 to 10 dB of drive depending on the sound. Soft clip-on. Then trim the output so you're not just getting louder. Add amp if you want extra bite. Clean or rock modes are common. Drive a little. Presence to taste. Then EQ8. Cut a bit of mud around 200 to 350 Hz if it's boxy. Tame harshness around 2 to 5K if it's aggressive. And if you want the bass to talk, a gentle boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5K can bring out that vocalish presence. Then multiband dynamics. Use gently. Think of it as a density tool, not a flatten everything tool. If you use OTT style settings, keep it low, like 10 to 25%, and consider mapping it to a macro so you can automate intensity over phrases. Finally, utility for width. Something like 80 to 120% can work, but remember, anything below about 150 Hz should be mono, and the more distorted you get, the more careful you need to be with stereo. Always do a mono check later. Now step 5, make it groove without changing notes. This is the fun part. First technique, clip envelope automation. In the MIDI clip, open the envelopes box and automate something meaningful on the MID layer. Filter cutoff is perfect. Make bar 1 darker, bar 2 more open. Add quick spikes on off beats for little yaps that last a 16th or an 8th. That's perceived articulation, even though it's the same note. Second technique, rhythmic modulation using auto pan as a tremolo. Put auto pan on bass mid. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes amplitude modulation, not panning. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16th. Amount may be 10 to 35%. Sine is smooth, where is aggressive and gatey. This gives the bass a pulsing engine that locks to tempo. Third technique, note length variation. This is huge. Shorten some notes to 1/16. Let some breathe to 1/8 or 1/4 occasionally. In rolling DNB, the bounce is often the silence between hits. So if your bass feels stiff, don't add notes first. Try removing notes, shortening notes, and making space for drums. Advanced variation. Micro timing push and pull. Keep the sub basically straight, but nudge a few mid-hits slightly early, like 5 to 12 milliseconds, to create urgency into the snare. Or nudge some offbeats slightly late for a laid-back wobble. Because you're not messing with the sub timing, your low end stays stable, but the mid feels alive. Another advanced trick, velocity to tone translation. Map velocity to filter cutoff, or to FM amount in operator, or to distortion drive via a macro. Then accents aren't just louder, they're brighter and nastier. Ghost notes stay quieter and cleaner. That's how you make one note feel performed. Step 6. Sidechain cleanly without murdering the sub. Make a separate MIDI track called a C-Trig. Put a drum rack on it with a super short click or closed hat sample. Program MIDI notes exactly where you want ducking, usually on kick hits, and optionally on snare hits but lighter. Then make a C-Trig sends only so you don't actually hear it. Now on bass bus, add a compressor with sidechain enabled. Set audio from to a C-Trig. Ratio somewhere like 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, depending on your groove. Adjust threshold until you're getting maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the hits. Teacher note, sidechain is not a checkbox. It's groove design. You can even offset the snare duck slightly later and lighter than the kick duck, which often sounds cleaner than having everything duck at the exact same moment. Advanced move, duck the MID more than the sub. Put stronger sidechain on bass MID, lighter on bass sub, or do the main compressor on the bus and a second, gentler one on the sub if needed. The goal is space for drums without the whole track losing weight every time the kick hits. Alternate option, try auto filter with sidechain for ducking, especially for low end. Sometimes a sidechain shelf or filter feels more musical than heavy compression. Step 7, arrangement ideas. One note, full tune energy. Think in 8 or 16 bar sentences. Here's a clean 16 bar drop plan. Bars 1 to 4, your core groove, darker filter position. Establish the identity. Bars 5 to 8, add energy. Open the filter slightly, add a couple extra 16th pickups, maybe increase tremolo depth just a touch. Bars 9 to 12, introduce call and response without changing pitch. One simple method, mute the bass for half a bar somewhere, or swap modulation rates so it feels like a different character. Another method, alternate a busy two-bar clip with a sparse two-bar clip, where you remove 30 to 50% of notes and keep only the late 16ths into the snare and a few offbeat answers. Bars 13 to 16. Turnaround. Go double time on the tremolo for one bar, spike the filter or resonance right before bar 17, or do a whole punch fill where you mute the mid for an eighth right before the snare, but let the sub continue. That silence sounds expensive if it's intentional. Also consider width staging. Start the drop with the mid narrower, like 80 to 90%, then widen later to 110 to 125% only in the upper bands. Then collapse toward mono at the end of the 16 for impact. Step 8. Print and resample. This is where you level up. Arm bass print. Set its input to resampling, or directly from bass bus. Record 16 bars. Now you can slice, rearrange, add spot effects like reverses or reverb throws, and you can freeze or flatten the MIDI layer to save CPU. Keep the MIDI system saved and muted so you can always go back, tweak, and reprint. Even more advanced. Print multiple passes. Print a main version, an opened version with more cutoff or drive, and a thinner presence-focused version. Then comp them like vocals, choosing the best timbre per phrase. Before we wrap, let's cover common mistakes so you can self-diagnose fast. Mistake 1. The mid-layer leaking sub-frequencies. Fix it with a high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, sometimes higher, and keep checking spectrum. Mistake 2. Overside-chaining the sub. Fix by ducking mid more than sub, and by tuning your release time to the groove instead of going super long. Mistake 3. Too much stereo in the bass. Sub always mono. Mid width controlled. Then do a mono check. Mistake 4. No intentional silence. Fix by shortening notes and removing notes. Groove needs air. Mistake 5. Random automation with no phrasing. Fix by automating in 4, 8, or 16 bar sentences. Make it tell a story. Now extra coach notes that'll save you hours. Commit to a bass hierarchy early. Decide what wins when things clash. A solid default is sub fundamental first, then snare crack, then kick lick, then bass mid punch. This audio version is shortened for playback.